Good morning from WVIK News. I'm Jay Pierce on You Matter Monday. It is the first day of our fall pledge drive. Our mission is to cover news that matters, the largest and most reliable source of funding that makes it possible comes from you, our listeners. When you contribute $10 a month for the first time or increase your sustaining membership today, we'll send you a WVIK retro t-shirt. The way to make that contribution is to log on to WVIK.org. And thank you very much.
Here's the WVIK forecast. We've got high pressure headed our way, and that's going to result in developing sunshine. The high is building out of southern Minnesota this morning. Temperatures, they'll be up around 80 this afternoon. Clear skies overnight, lows close to 65. It'll be sunny and hot tomorrow. We're near 90. Clear, 65 to 70 tomorrow night. Partly sunny with a chance of showers Wednesday, turning cooler. Highs on Wednesday, 73 to 78. That's the WVIK forecast. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin.
In storms last night, almost an inch of rain in Davenport, only half that in Moline, almost 2 inches in Muscatine, 2.5 inches in Carthage, 1 inch hail reported in Kewaunee, limbs reported down in parts of Davenport because of high winds. A new law in Illinois allows residents to apply to vote by mail permanently. Rich Egger explains.
Election officials mailed the application to voters a few weeks ago. McDonough County Clerk Gretchen DeJane says voting by mail is a convenient and safe way to cast a ballot. However, she does not expect permanent vote by mail to increase voter turnout.
You know, it's our right to vote. We are very fortunate in this country that we have that right. People either choose to take it or they don't. I don't know that any amount of pushing makes people vote or not vote. I think it's just your personal choice.
DeJane says those who apply to vote by mail permanently will still have the option of voting in person early or on election day. She says they will need to surrender the mail-in ballot when they show up. Early voting in Illinois begins September 29th. The election day is November 8th. Rich Egger reporting.
A private school in Bettendorf has won an award for getting 100% of eligible students registered to vote. Last week, Iowa Secretary of State presented Rivermount Collegiates with the Carrie Chapman Cat Trophy. It's the third year in a row the school has received the award. Paul Pate says he also spent time talking with students and answering questions.
Why it's important to vote, how government impacts their day-to-day lives, even before they're 18, how it's impacted their lives. And when we give them the information they need to be successful. And really, I was encouraging them to be more of a messenger or a choir so they can talk to their peers and they can talk to their parents and other adults, for that matter, about the importance of voting.
Chapman Katz was an Iowan who was instrumental in getting the 19th Amendment passed, giving women the right to vote. As it celebrates its 125th anniversary, Palmer College is moving into the home stretch of its largest ever fundraising campaign. Over the weekend, college officials announced they've raised $20 million so far and hope to reach $25 million by this time next year. Chancellor and CEO Dennis Marchiori says the money raised so far has paid for a new student union, student clinic, and recreation facilities.
The fundraising campaign, which was really started in 2017 to excite some of the capital projects that we have on campus, but also include scholarship opportunities and endowment growth.
The campaign also raised money for new student housing following recommendations from a consultant. The new student housing complex at Palmer was dedicated on Saturday and named for Paul and Donna Van Dyne. They made a major gift to the fundraising campaign and both graduated from the college. The tractor is the leading cause of death on farms, mostly due to no rollover protection. And that's why this year's National Farm Safety Week begins today with Tractor Safety Day.
Brandy Jensen is the director of the Iowa Center for Agricultural Safety and Health, based at the University of Iowa. She says tractors were not required to have rollover protection, either a roll bar or a cab, until 1986.
And the thing about tractors is they last a long time. That's a good thing about tractors, but it means that there are a lot of tractors still in operation that were manufactured before that 1986 date.
36 years later, about half of all U.S. tractors still do not have rollover protection. It's an estimated 90,000 just in Iowa. And the main reason is cost. $1,000 to $1,500 if you can find the right one for your make and model. The Iowa Center can help with rebates for at least half the cost, but can only set aside $20,000 a year for this program. National figures show 80% of rollover deaths happen to experienced farmers, and about 14% of farmers involved in tractor rollovers are permanently disabled. I'm Herb Trix.
Cubs lost to the Rockies 4-3, Cardinals lost to the Reds 3-0, White Sox beat the Tigers 11-5, Iowa Cubs lost to Memphis 8-4 in a completion of Saturday's game, then 3-1 in yesterday's scheduled game. Bears lost to the Packers 27-10, three-time Deer Classic champion Steve Stricker went 14 under par to win the Sanford International Tournament in a one-hole playoff. I'm Jay Pierce.